Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with high desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking. Good morning, Regina. Welcome back to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne.
I know.
We're flying through February.
Can you believe it?
Here comes spring.
I know. Here comes spring. Spring and summer, my favorite times of year.
And don't forget, we have our Girls' Day Out event that we talked about last week.
Absolutely.
With Colleen. And that's happening on March 14th at the Fairgrounds in Victorville. Lots of great activities are going to be happening there.
That's right. Admission is free. So you definitely do not want to miss it. It's going to be a great party.
Yeah, just to mention a few, the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, the Quilters will also be there, Paint and Sip. So lots of good things. March 14th.
Yes. And, you know, with that, Roxanne, we're going to be talking today with a young woman who's doing some amazing work over at VVC. Mm-hmm. And they have a wonderful event that's coming up in celebration of Women's History Month. I am really happy to have Charlotte Allen here with us in studio. Charlotte, you play a key role in connecting Victor Valley College with local employers and community partners, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Good afternoon, ladies.
We're so happy to have you with us. So tell me, why is it important for VVC to partner with, and you're partnering with the DVL Project, as a matter of fact, for Women's History Month event. Why is that important?
Well, that's important because it shows our connection to the community.
Yes.
It shows our commitment to partnering with our community partners to know that it's not just VVC staff and students, but it's the community at large.
Yes.
And it's great to bring community partners on our campus. You can see what's going on. We'll be at our beautiful new event center.
Yeah.
And it just bridges that gap.
Yeah, and that's the one thing I do love about VVC and the outreach that you do, you know, having those community partners and being connected to community is really, really important to you guys. And it's not just something that you say, but we can see it in a lot of the events and activities and engagement that takes place there. This is an event that's been going on for a few years, I believe, now.
Yes, right. It has. It started some years back, and it became an annual event. It was well attended. Everyone loved it. The participants were so happy that to have a space for women who have maybe a story, a voice, have written a book, mm-hmm. To just come together and honor one another.
Yeah, and
any employers want to reach out to me and, you know, for any internships, if they need to hire, we have our hiring event coming up.
Yes.
So those are all things that I am the person who gets those things together.
So to make that happen, get the right people in the room.
Yes.
And on the list.
Yes.
Got it. So, you know, when we're talking about women in the workforce, you know, this event that's going to take place, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that, and give some specifics about that. But this event that you guys have annually for Women's History Month, how do events like that help to bridge the gap between education and real world career pathways, and especially for women who are entering or advancing in the workforce?
It gives them a platform where they can be comfortable asking maybe those hard questions.
Mm.
Lots of times I'm seeing that, especially with our students, they're afraid to approach certain leadership or community members or women and leaders, women who own businesses, women who have written books. They're afraid to ask them how they started. So
right.
events like this gives them that space and platform to be able to approach women and learn that they're just like you are.
Yes, yeah,
there's no
a lot
difference.
In a lot
yes.
of so it's kind of like an icebreaker.
Yes.
As well as is, and you create this atmosphere where kind of networking and mixing, you know,
yes.
Can take place successfully.
Yes.
Right? Which is good. What can we expect? So let's just dive in mm-hmm. and talk about what can we expect to experience on March the 10th at Victor Valley College. Tell us about the program.
So the program is going to be simply amazing. Again, partnering with the DVL Project, as you know, is bringing in Miss Katrina Adams, who is amazing in the world of tennis. She has a book. And because of that, we're going to have a panel of women authors who have written books.
Wow.
We're going to be able to hear their story. We may have some opening entertainment, maybe an opening song or a praise dance to set the tone. They can expect a beautiful atmosphere with great food, which will be catered by our own restaurant management department.
Oh. Which is outstanding, by the way. Very shout out to Tyler and all of those wonderful students that are part of that.
Yes. They can expect networking. There will be tables of some of the women entrepreneurs there. Other community resources will be in the room. And so, again, it just opens the door to opportunity. People can leave with motivation, possibly with some books, possibly with a new mentor, a new path, a fresh beginning, someone they know they can reach out to. So
just being encouraged and empowered, right?
Yes.
So this all takes place March 10th at the college.
What time is it at?
It starts at 3 p.m. And it goes until 7.
Okay. And it actually takes place in what venue?
Our brand new event, educational event center, which is adjacent to our brand new football
On lower campus.
Okay. Off Fish Hatchery Road.
Okay. And so you've got the keynote speaker, Katrina Adams, who is globally known. And then you've got this women's authors forum or panel. And so are these local women who have written books and who are in their own right? Some of them are life coaches, some of them are motivational speakers, some of them are educators, right?
Yes.
So are these all local women?
Yes, they are. Oh. And that's another added benefit to those who will be there, because they know that these women are here in our community and ready to mentor, to partner, to work with, to speak with anyone who needs help starting or getting motivation. They'll have a very strong panel of local women.
That's wonderful. So, you know, Women's History Month is about honoring past and present leaders, you know, to be honest. And so how does this event help students envision their own leadership and career journeys?
By them hearing the journeys of these women, some of them may be Victor Valley College alumni. Some of them may have come off of or out of homelessness, any type of addictions. Maybe they struggled, you know, when they were younger and growing up and in their journey. And so it just shows people in there, not just students, but our community members that are there, that you can follow your dream.
Right.
You know, it's okay to have goals and dreams and overcome.
Yes. Great. So Charlotte, before we let you go, I want to ask you, again, you know, we're preparing to celebrate and honor women in this Women's History Month. Who are some of the women who have been most influential or inspirational to you?
Wow. I'm going to say my mother. I'm going to start with my mother.
Well, let's shout out your mom.
Yes, let's shout out to Gwen Thompson, who is amazing. Even though she was a stay-at-home mom when we were younger, but the skills of being organized, the nurturing side, the motivational side, the drop everything and I'm there if we need her. And it is like that to this day. My mom is 79 years old and will still make our favorite dish when we come. And so she really motivates us. On the professional side, I have to say, Miss Regina, I have always looked up to you since your days with Robert.
Now, I got to give her a check, right?
Always. And I can name drop, like, you were one. Miss Kenesha Williams is another one.
Yes.
Just Dr. McKenzie Tarango.
Yeah.
I really had people in my path that have really pushed me and made me get a little uncomfortable to get comfortable and to grow. And growth is not always comfortable.
It's not.
So
it's not.
Yes.
But there's so much positivity and just wonderfulness that comes from the growth.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. So, Charlotte, we want to thank you for not only this wonderful event that's coming up on March the 10th, and how can, because I think you have limited capacity.
Yes.
And so how can, if someone is listening and they're like, I want to be in that room.
Or can we call to maybe?
So how will they be able to reserve a space or make sure, because the event is free.
Yes, right? It is free.
It's free. But you will need to RSVP.
Yes.
And so how can they do that to secure their space?
There will be a Eventbrite invitation attached to the flyer that gets posted on social media. Also, they can email me. They can send me an email at charlotte.allen, A-L-L-E-N, at VVC, that's Victor Charlie.edu.
Okay. Great.
An update, High Desert Dialogue listeners. The Women's History Month event happening at Victor Valley College, March the 10th. The time has changed. It will be happening from 12 to 4 p.m.
February is recognized as Black History Month, an annual celebration that dates back to 1926. I'm Dr. Derek King. Did you know that Black History Month honors the achievements, resilience, and lasting contributions of African Americans throughout history? The observance was founded by scholar Carter G. Woodson, who established Negro History Week in 1926 to ensure Black history was recognized, studied, and preserved. Over time, that week grew into a month-long celebration we observe every February, highlighting leaders, innovators, educators, and everyday changemakers whose contributions help shape our nation and our communities. Black history is American history, and knowing it helps guide our future. Know your history. This Know Your History moment is brought to you in partnership by the DVL Project and El Dorado Broadcasters, in community with Desert Valley Hospital and Medical Group, Southwest Gas, and CMEX. February is recognized as Black History Month, an annual celebration that dates back to 1926. I'm Dr. Derek King. Did you know that James Busby served three terms as mayor and councilperson for the city of Victorville from May 1988 to November 1999? During his tenure, he also served as president of the Redevelopment Agency, the Airport Authority, now known as the Southern California Logistics Airport, and the Transit Authority. Mayor Busby was widely respected for his bipartisan leadership, steady vision, and commitment to serving the people of Victorville. His work helped shape the city's growth and strengthen community trust in local government. His legacy reminds us that leadership rooted in service leaves a lasting impact. Know your history. This Know Your History moment is brought to you in partnership by the DVL Project and El Dorado Broadcasters, in community with Desert Valley Hospital and Medical Group, Southwest Gas, and CMEX.
So, Roxanne, you know, this is Black History Month.
Yes, it is.
And it's kind of with a heavy heart. We lost, just a few days ago, we lost one of our legacy leaders, Reverend Jesse Jackson, passed away. And, you know, I just want to acknowledge part of his legacy.
Correct.
And what he
means.
I mean,
what a big legacy he had for generations.
Because he is no doubt a global figure. But, you know, for over six decades, he had been at the forefront of the civil and human rights movement. And, you know, starting with his early work alongside Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., of course, and continuing his lifelong commitment to economic empowerment, political participation, and peace. You know, let's not lose sight of that. His courage and conviction have inspired generations to speak out and take action. And so I just want to take a moment and, you know, honor.
Absolutely.
The life and the legacy of Reverend Jesse Jackson, and all that he has meant to not just a movement of people, but to the human race.
Correct.
Right? So thank you for allowing me to have that moment.
Thank you for sharing.
Well, good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning, Regina. Welcome back.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. We're just, you know, a week after Valentine's Day, still feeling the love in the air.
Yeah, we're getting ready for officially spring coming up, but so many different things to look forward to.
Yeah, and I'm excited, as always, because we always have, to me, the most interesting guest. And today is no different. We are excited to welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, Chris Nunez. And Chris is from the Victor Valley College Foundation. He's here to talk to us today about their annual gala. And Chris, if I'm correct, this is the 50th year of the foundation?
Good morning, ladies. Yes, mm-hmm. The Victor Valley College Foundation, we're celebrating 50 years of serving this community.
Is Victor Valley College 50 years old as well or no?
No, Victor Valley College is actually 60 years old.
Yes. 60 years old. Okay, yes. Great.
Yeah, and so you're here today, and Chris, it's always a joy to have you. I know you're a familiar voice to a lot of our listeners. Some of them may recognize the name, but some of them are definitely going to recognize the voice because for as long as I've known you, you have been out front in community, especially in our nonprofit sector, just helping where you can, whether it's emceeing one of their special events or, you know, just a service. You just try to work with some of everybody and anybody, and that's wonderful. So if you guys recognize the voice... That's who the voice belongs to, is Chris Nunez, right?
Always happy to be a part of it.
But we're going to talk today about the foundation has an annual gala, right? And this year, it's called the Hall of Fame and Distinguished Service Awards. Do I have that right, or correct me on
that? That's right, yes. It's our annual Alumni Hall of Fame and Distinguished Service Awards. This year, our theme is Luster and Legacy. So really amplifying those 50 years of service and supporting students and in turn our community and kind of the big impact that our donors over the years have really had.
And there has been a huge impact made. So for some of our listeners who may not be familiar with the foundation, can you just tell us a little bit about what the mission of the foundation is?
Absolutely. So the Victor Valley College Foundation, we are the nonprofit arm of our local college here. Mm-hmm. Our goal is to go out and to make friends and raise funds in order to support students who are coming to school.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit about what that support looks like.
Absolutely. So the primary support is scholarships. You know, coming to school, of course, there's all kinds of expenses that come along with it, aside from just tuition and books. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's housing and childcare and food that needs to be purchased for these families while they're students.
Real-life expenses.
Mm-hmm. Real life.
Yeah.
School supplies, things like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And as the fastest-growing community college in the state and one of the top in the country, you know, we really have our work cut out for us in being able to support people across a really broad swath of goals that they're working on. Mm-hmm. So we do this by an annual scholarship drive where all across the desert students are able to apply for our scholarships, where they submit one single application in order to be considered for all of the different scholarships that we offer.
Which is wonderful because you guys have actually streamlined that whole process to easy for students to make those applications.
That's right. It's all about access. We've got to give people the opportunity to help themselves.
And, right.
So we're really proud to do that. You know, we award well over $250,000 each year internally through our scholarship drive as well.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and then we get to facilitate hundreds of thousands of dollars in other outside scholarships for our students.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about... since we're at that 50 years, which is huge,
mm-hmm.
that's a major milestone. What impact has the foundation had on students over the decades? So I know those numbers are pretty high.
Yes, and you know I don't want to let the cat out of the bag too much because we'll be sharing some of those great details at the gala. But you know, over $10 million has been awarded to students here in this community through scholarships to be able to support. Right?
Yeah,
that is a lot of food on tables. That's a lot of childcare taken care of.
Yes.
A lot of gas tanks filled. A lot of books purchased. Uniforms. Special activities. You know, sometimes our students are here in the desert And some of them have never been to a conference. They've never been to professional networking opportunities.
Right.
And that's something that we've been able to support as well.
Yeah. Great work. Well, let's talk about this event.
Sure.
Right? Because everybody loves a good gala where you get to dress up. And
gotta love a fancy party.
Yes, a big fancy party and, you know, see a lot of the who's who in the community and all that. So, what can attendees expect this year at this gala?
Well, it's going to be a great night on February 28th at the Educational Event Center here at Victor Valley College,
which,
if you haven't had a chance, it is the premier event location in the High Desert.
Yes.
So we're excited about that. But we've got a wonderful dinner that'll be served, multi-course. We've got outstanding entertainment from a local artist, Miss Natalie Blue, and her band. They're a great time. I have to tell you, I've never been to a party or an event where we have to ask people to please stop dancing for a moment so we can continue the program.
Oh, wow, that good. Okay.
It was that good. So that good. I'm really excited to be having her back. And, of course, to celebrate some really well-deserving folks from our community, some of whom, I have to admit, are good friends of mine. So I'm excited to see them celebrated.
And can you share who some of this year's honorees are?
Absolutely. So this year, receiving our Presence Award will be Mr. Peter Allen.
From the town of Apple Valley.
Rotarian and former president of the college once upon a time. For Distinguished Service in Education, we have Mr. Lee Bennett, who is an instructor. He oversees our automotive technology department over at VVC, so where a lot of students come to VVC because they need training to go to work and support their family.
Right.
He oversees an amazing program that does that end on end with students. So very happy to celebrate him. Miss Marie Langley will be recognized for her distinguished service to our community.
Yes.
And added in and inducted into our Alumni Hall of Fame. So her photo will be taken and a really cool plaque will get put up, but we're very excited to recognize her as our alumni.
And Maria is actually heads up the
Desert Valley Hospital. Yeah.
Yes, Desert Valley Medical Group. She's the CEO and an outstanding leader.
She has done a phenomenal job.
Absolutely. Our young alumni Hall of Fame inductee this year will be Miss Shannon Dunkel.
She
works over in the public information office in the town of Apple Valley. Mm. Does such a great job of highlighting our community and really connecting folks.
And has been so involved in community for as long as I've known her, which has been a while.
Yes, she has been an excellent partner in crime, so very excited for her. We'll also be recognizing and awarding Miss Stacy Duvall.
Oh.
I mean, Stacy is, of course, the current chair of our local Chamber of Commerce. She is the president of our Victorville Kiwanis Club.
Yes.
I mean, just so ingrained in the community and doing so much good.
And she's one of the kindest people you can ever meet.
I'll tell you what. Yeah. And a heck of a cook.
Oh, never had look at that. It was Tappler cookie.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that's one heck of a hidden talent she's got.
I'll have to have a little conversation with Miss Stacy.
So we're so excited. Peter Allen, Lee Bennett, Shannon Dunkel, Marie Langley, and Stacy Duvall as our honorees this year. All so deserving, so well connected. And I know, I'm sure tons of listeners are hearing these names right now and just giggling because they're so excited.
And some of them have been our guests, too.
Yes. Yeah, they definitely have. So, how does the gala or is this particular event, does this also help to support raising funds for the scholarship program? Or?
Yes, it does. So one of the neat parts about the Victor Valley College Foundation is over 97 cents of every dollar donated to any of our events or sponsorships go back directly to supporting a student. So this gala is absolutely a fundraiser for us. It's how we fill the coffers to make sure that we've got plenty to award this scholarship season.
So with that being said, are there tickets still available in case somebody wants to attend?
Yes.
How can they do that?
Well, to help celebrate our honorees or to find out more information about tickets, please feel free to visit vvcfoundation.com. There you'll find the link with all the details of the gala. You'll find a link to be able to purchase tickets and info on all of our current honorees as well as all of our previous honorees.
Yeah, that's great. It's going to be a wonderful night.
But we have a program. We know that an engaged student, a student who shows up more, is a better student. They perform better on tests. They get higher homework scores. Mm-hmm. And they are just overall more successful students.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to engage folks and bring them to campus and keep them thriving, we have a program called Thrive to Drive. which is a student engagement program where students are able to earn points for utilizing tutor or mentorship opportunities, going to games and performances, seeking out networking opportunities offered there at the college, or engaging in other school activities. These points will all be accumulated through last semester and this spring semester.
Okay.
And then on April 25th, we are so excited to host in our stadium the Ram Rush event, where we will be giving away one of our lucky students a Ram truck.
Wow.
Yeah. So a Ram truck going home to with a VVC Ram is going to be the big giveaway. Of course, there's lots of other prizes and cash opportunities.
That's amazing. Isn't that something?
So as students are going through...
And I'm sure they just scan their ID probably, right? Something like that, or check in.
They go to the event. There's a QR code to check in with. It's normally only offered for a limited time to make sure that they're there and engaged.
Right.
And then...
And so they're just racking up points.
Yes.
And so then...
And it's only open for students, correct?
That's right. Yes. Yeah. There's a couple little caveats there. But it's meant for a student who is there, is engaged, and is thriving.
Yeah. So what an opportunity.
Drive to drive.
Yes.
And so on April
25th, Saturday, 25th, April 25th.
Somebody is going to be driving home.
Yes.
In a new Ram.
Yes, the new Ram truck. The event will be open to the public. There will be vendors. There will be gifts. There will be food. There will be all kinds
of things.
You got
to come back and tell us more
things.
About that, please.
I definitely will.
And the weather will be so nice.
I ordered beautiful weather for April
you.
25th. Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Well, Chris, one more time before we let you go, anybody who's interested, the gala is coming up on
February 28th.
Or February. Look at me. March. Okay. I'm going to let you do what it is you do. Tell us when the gala is coming up, all the information we need to know, just in case.
And the website, too,
tickets.
For everybody to buy tickets.
Of course. That's right. So it's the Victor Valley College Alumni Hall of Fame and Distinguished Service Awards being held on Saturday, February 28th. You can purchase tickets or find out any more information at vvcfoundation.com.
Chris, always a joy to have you with us.
Thanks
we
for
having
me.
We hope you'll come
me.
Back. Mm-hmm. And who knows, maybe we'll get the winner of the Rams truck
here,
too.
That would
to
be
talk
awesome.
About what their experience
Oh,
is.
I love that idea. That'd
please.
Be so much fun. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, yes. definitely.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thank you, ladies, for having me.
You're welcome.
February is recognized as Black History Month, an annual celebration that dates back to 1926. I'm Dr. Derek King. Did you know that longtime Apple Valley resident, Reverend Dr. Elizabeth Coleman Dowdy, was an ordained minister, natural health advocate, and proud veteran of the Women's Army Corps? She was also a member of the Association of Black Military Women, the Sierra Club, and other environmental organizations advocating for wildlife protection, clean water, and safe, walkable neighborhoods. In addition to her service and advocacy, Dr. Dowdy was also an award-winning photojournalist, using her creative talents to document history and inspire awareness. Her life and legacy reflect service, stewardship, and purpose. Know your history. This Know Your History moment is brought to you in partnership by the DVL Project and El Dorado Broadcasters, in community with Desert Valley Hospital and Medical Group, Southwest Gas, and CMEX. February is recognized as Black History Month, an annual celebration that dates back to 1926. I'm Dr. Derek King. Did you know that Victorville native Phyllis Morris Green served as San Bernardino County's chief public defender until her recent retirement? She made history early in life as the first African-American valedictorian of Victor Valley High School. Throughout her career, Phyllis dedicated her expertise in criminal law to justice, mentorship, and educating young people about the legal system. Her commitment extended beyond the courtroom as she worked to strengthen communities throughout the Victor Valley and San Bernardino County. Her legacy is one of excellence, leadership, and service. Know your history. This Know Your History moment is brought to you in partnership by the DVL Project and El Dorado Broadcasters, in community with Desert Valley Hospital and Medical Group, Southwest Gas, and CMEX.
Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.